This is Alec Pierce, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch, the waiver wire edition of the show, the Thanksgiving week edition of the show. So going to be a little bit abbreviated today because we wanted to make sure and we get out your waiver wire info to you, but have a bunch of stuff to get up. Make sure and stay tuned on the site for the DFS cheat sheets for the Thanksgiving slate, and we'll have the rankings up earlier than usual. All the matchup tool is up. The Vegas tool is up. Touchdown dependency tool is up. The big tool is up. So all that stuff is going to be up. And then through the course of the week, we'll be having our normal shows, but maybe some kind of mixing and matching with who's going to be hosting them. So we're going to have you covered there on the site, but we hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. And thank you guys so much for being such great supporters here on the channel. All right, Trash Man. Are you giving thanks for a big waiver week this week, or is it a little bit slower?
I feel like actually in the running back, I think that there are more running back options than normal. I don't know how excited I am about any of them in particular, but
I'm a little bit excited about Devin Neal. I think he's the top pickup of the week for the Saints.
You were excited about his gameplay? You thought he was...
I mean, he had 5 catches.
Okay.
7 targets. I mean, it's like we've been so tilted. It's so funny. We've been so tilted about Alvin Kamara's lack of targets and stuff. This guy, the reason we're interested is because Kamara got banged up in the game. He's already questionable for this next week. And with him, it's like, what exactly... what are you going to do with him? He's got an MCL sprain, which was the original report from him, and he avoided a major injury, but he is expected to miss time at this point in the season. Guys, I mean, we're in week 13. We got two this week and next week before the fantasy playoffs start. So if it turns out that he goes on IR, he's not necessarily a guy that I'd want to really hold and wait around on anyway, if that were the case. I think he's not a guy I'm going to drop on waivers tonight before we get news. Actually, I might add him onto the list to ask you if you would drop him. But I think Kamara's kind of old in this team.
I have no qualms about saying Kamara looks like he's got 1 foot out the door. I'm just saying, Neal, as a runner, I wasn't terribly impressed with his between the tackles running. But I mean, yeah, he did get
well. But you got to think back to his prospect profile. We're talking about the state of Kansas, like the best college running back as far as total yards there. All around weapon. We had a pretty good prospect grade on him. There's not much else there. I know that it looks like they're gonna get back Audric Estime and stuff, mm-hmm. but who cares? Unless they bring somebody in, the only real threat that I see to Devin Neal is just this stupid Taysom Hill stuff where they put him in the when they put this guy they put him into the Wildcat stuff, and it used to be fun. He's just not good anymore. But here's the thing. It's always this zone read thing. He is never going to hand it off to anybody else. He's always going to hold it himself. I think this last game, he actually out-carried Devin Neal. Devin Neal did show some, like we said, some impressive stuff through the air. But I worry about the Taysom Hill stuff. I think Kellen Moore's smart enough to look at this and say, this is not going to get it done. That's a dinosaur of a player. We're not going to have anything to do with him probably next year. We got to see what we have in Tyler Shuck for the rest of this season.
Teams can't be surprised by Taysom Hill anymore. It's just like, what we're getting as soon as he steps on the field.
You have to run, like,
I would want to run the. I would want to run some semblance of an offense that doesn't have this weird ex unicorn player in it that's not going to be available to me moving forward in the future. When I'm trying to get an evaluation on a quarterback that I just spent a second round pick on.
Yeah,
they need to know. I think that they know that they got to go back to the well this next year. But the problem is going back to the well this next year. It's like. Who are the top, you know?
I mean, I think they drafted a running back. I mean,
they can go after Fernando Mendoza or one of these guys. It feels like a lot of the top quarterbacks we had talked about coming into this draft, like, you know, the Dante Moores, the Lenore Sellers, they're not going to come back. And the guys like Cade Klubnik has lost so much of his shine, and so is Nussmeier and some of the rest of these players. And it's not looking like as good a quarterback class this year as it's going to be in 2027. So,
oh, it's Jameis Winston.
Gosh, that was awesome last week. Did you see that catch
that he made? Yeah.
Yes. I just, how does Jameis do it, man? It's just like
crab legs.
Just the longer and longer he's in the league, man, the more and more of a fan I just become of that guy. So Devin Neal, I think, is your top target. If you need running back help and you're just completely screwed at running back, I think that he's a guy you can probably at this point, you probably don't have that much fab left. If you don't have that much fab left, you got $25 or something out of 100. You could probably just put it in and go get him, I think. But we have the exact recommendations there on the side of the waiver wire cheat sheet. And you can reference those that Trash Man's put together for you over at Roster Watch. It's already up this morning. Anybody else you wanted to mention at running back? You said there's a few you like. Besides just the guys what we should say is be taking the handcuff guys if they're available. If you're in a tough league where people are smart and they know how to play fantasy, all the Brian Robinsons of the world, the Tyler Algiers of the world.
Well, the Tyler Algiers of the world because of the quarterback situation, too. I feel like they're really leaning heavily on that running game, and I feel like Algiers is going to have standalone value.
I was really hoping for standalone value this last week. He didn't quite get it, but it was – I think he had almost 50 yards, you know, so not terrible, but – for Tyler Algiers, he's a guy who's just going to have to get in the box for you. But I do agree that the quarterback play, they're going to have to run the football.
Yeah, he had 13 touches this week. I mean, that's more than some alleged lead backs.
Yeah, for sure. But those are the guys that you're going to want to, you know, those are guys that you're going to want to be rostering. If Bashiel Tutin's out there, I would certainly give him a good long look. Like the Blake Corums of the world, this type of player, right? I think the guys who are out there that if you're looking at guys with, you know, standalone value already, that would probably move into expanded roles, but not necessarily lead back roles. I think that like the Tajay Spearses of the world, the Chris Rodriguezes of the world. Chris Rodriguez is already kind of ahead. You know, we mentioned Corum, Ollie Gordon, this type of player, right? Just these stashes, just in case something were to happen to an Achan, in case something would happen to a Kyron Williams. Then all of a sudden you have this spot where it's like this guy steps up into a lead role, which is what you would hope for a guy like Devin Neal, right? If you would have picked him up before, you kind of get it this week. He's not quite as big of a smash, though, as far as this goes, because he's going into a bad offense. He's got the Taysom Hill problem, all the rest. But they're all laid out clearly there on the waiver wire cheat sheet. What about at wide receiver? I'm most interested in this week and maybe going after seeing if I can go after Jaden Higgins. Now I'll be interested to see if this kind of translates what we've seen recently once CJ Stroud gets back, but gosh, 9 targets last week, only 58% of snaps. So when he was in there, they were looking at him.
And, I mean, Davis Mills loves him, but, yeah, we'll see what CJ Stroud does with him.
We know Nico Collins is going to be the number one there, and Jaden Higgins has a little bit of a redundant skill set, but
right, and that's maybe why he'll do okay.
What do you mean?
Because he is so much like a Nico Collins. I mean, like he's another option that's very similar to Nico Collins. Maybe,
yeah, yep. And you could always have it be like the two. Twin towers on the outside, and then your Christian Kirk, Jalen Knoll stuff, in the slot for sure. I mean, you've certainly heard of crazier things.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm also interested in Luther Burden. After we've seen him kind of pop up now, not just for 1 week, but now in 2 weeks, it wasn't like he had a monster game in week 12, but 51% of the snaps. He did start off hot right in that first half. He didn't do much in the second half of that football game this last week versus Pittsburgh, but certainly looked like he was getting integrated into the game plan enough to where he was in the opening scripts. If he's in Ben Johnson's opening scripts, that means he's going to be more involved moving forward. And we know that he's a dynamic weapon, really good draft capital. It was just a weird week where DJ Moore ends up getting, DJ Moore ends up getting two touchdowns. Hey.
I think I might have called it.
Yeah, maybe on the preview show.
Yeah.
And then the other one was I think it's getting kind of hard to ignore what's going on with Chim Dike. He's for the Tennessee Titans, he's really fast. They're down so many receiving weapons. They're been very, very obviously in kind of let's see what we have in the young guys mode. Last week, DK was 7 targets. Gunnar Helm, the rookie tight end out of Texas, was 7 targets. Even Xavier Restrepo, that only played on 25% of snaps. They brought him up from the practice squad. He got 6 targets from his old best friend in college, Cam Ward. So it feels to me like they're doing the right thing. They're doing the thing that the Saints should be doing instead of playing a bunch of Taysom Hill. They're seeing what they got in some of these young players. They're trying to evaluate what Cam Ward's good at.
And he had a decent game. I like Jaden Reed getting him where, maybe ahead of where you might have to get him. But I feel like he's going to be an asset pretty soon. So I think he's somebody you can stash.
Any other wide receivers that you want to talk about? There's a list of like 30 of them here.
John Mechie has been playing like the number one in New York. He's somebody you could consider in PPR formats. Along with Adonai Mitchell, didn't have the catches, but he had the playing time. And then Josh Downs, he was 3rd in targets behind Tyler Warren and Michael Pittman this past week ahead of Alec Pierce. I think he had 8 targets, if I'm not mistaken.
Who?
Josh Downs.
Oh, sorry. Okay. You kind of cut out on my end. I didn't know who you were talking about.
Oh.
See, but he just doesn't do anything with it. He hasn't had more than like 58 yards in a game this season.
Yeah, I mean, the target, I feel like he's going to have a breakout soon.
Okay. Well, there are certainly people asking if they can drop him. I'm sure you're going to be hearing about that in just 1 minute. The one thing is we had to get with all the travel this week, our webmaster has been having to fly today. So we might need to get this done once he gets back to his hometown for his Thanksgiving celebrations. But I don't think – is Mike Gesicki on this sheet? I think we might need to add Gesicki just for this week. If there's no T Higgins and Joe Burrow's coming back, they brought him off of IR last week. I don't have the exact snaps pulled up, but I remember looking at it and thinking, man, it looks like Gesicki. Yeah, so Gesicki had 6 targets this last week. So I think that's pretty interesting. And when I was looking at the – hold on. I've already done the matchup tool. You know, what was the case for Gesicki here? Oh, and then, they're playing – and the other reason is they're playing Baltimore. Baltimore actually is getting to be a tougher matchup. I think that's the late late Thanksgiving game, right? That's the third game
Cincinnati
on Thanksgiving.
Baltimore?
Yeah. They're getting to be a tougher matchup. Then the matchup tool is starting to show that. And it's actually showing it's like a bottom 5 matchup for opposing tight ends. Bottom 6 matchup, so 6th worst on the week. But that game does have a 52 total, and there's just like a bunch. There's a lot of target volume that's going to need to be picked up there with no T. Joe Burrow coming back. You could see you know, I think for a 1 week rental, he makes sense. But my favorite tight end pickup is Darren Waller. Just getting ahead of that situation and see if you can get that guy down the stretch.
Yeah, Brenton Strange if he's out there too.
Yeah. No, you could have picked him up last week when we told you to. We said last week that the top premier waiver wire pickup was Hunter Henry, but if you couldn't get him, Brenton Strange was a really good one. All right. Any quarterbacks or anything? Or you want to do props?
Maybe some speculative ads on Shadur.
Okay. I'm going to shut it down. Can you drop them? Speaking of quarterbacks, these are genuine questions that people have asked. Can you drop Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
Can you drop Alvin Kamara?
Yeah.
Really?
I have him in one league, and I feel like he's more a liability than
– I kind of want to wait to see what they say about the injury.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, but if, you know, if a Darren Waller is there and you need tight end help, I think that's somebody you can drop him for potentially.
Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
Yeah.
Romeo Doubs?
No.
He hadn't been good. It's fine if you don't want
to. He still gets targets.
Okay. And Jaden Reed's coming back soon. Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, you can drop him.
Kyle Pitts, senior.
No. Cousins likes.
Really blew a big opportunity this last week.
So I think he's still led in. No, was he second in targets or first in targets?
He was this last week versus the Saints. Yeah, he did lead him. It was five targets with two catches.
I mean, there's still
he had two more targets than second target earner Charlie Warner.
He was a team amongst boys.
Kirk Cousins is going to wreck that whole team outside of Bijan and maybe Algier. It's just, you hate to see it. You hate it for Drake London whenever he comes back. Tony Pollard?
No.
Rashid Shaheed?
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy?
No. I want to see what that connection looks like. They can develop that.
This is where it gets hard. Jordan Addison. I'm going to wait to see if they put how he looks with Max Brosmer.
Okay. thinking.
I tweeted out some Max Brosmer Minnesota highlights last night for all the pathetic people out there like me that are just trying to cope with this Justin Jefferson stuff.
Yeah.
Ramondre Stevenson.
I mean, he's still getting action.
He's not. Look, he could just be getting eased back in. That's why
The thing is, too, like, that's an offense you want a piece of. I feel like if you can hold on to him, do it.
Alec Pierce.
You can drop him. I feel like a lot of those guys are in that range are kind of interchangeable.
Chris Godwin?
No.
I can't believe we're here, but I can understand why somebody would ask this, and it's probably a 10-team league person. So let's just say in a 10-team league, can you drop Lamar Jackson?
Never.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.